Are you aware? Is awareness present? What is awareness knowing? The structure of this particular practice is so simple. There's not a lot of doing. It's so much more receiving, receptive. For some of us, that simplicity and that receptive style of practice can be something that we have to learn to trust. We have such an orientation towards needing to do in our lives. And that our experience or our connection with trusting often is connected with our engagement, our doing. And so it's asking us to trust in a completely different way. To be receptive. To trust that simply being aware and curious is enough. That we don't have to be in charge. And trusting that this practice, the simplicity of this practice, will lead to understanding, will lead to learning. When I first started practicing with Sayadaw, the first week or two of the practice, I thought, there's no way this practice can really be onward leading. It's too simple. It's too It's too effortless. Betraying my belief that effort is what's needed. That I had to figure something out. The trust that we learn to cultivate is the trust in the mindfulness and wisdom. The curiosity to be present with what's happening in the present moment. All that's happening ever is in the present moment. That's all. That's all that's ever happening. And a practice that takes us right into the present moment with curiosity. Of course it leads to understanding. And learning. And yet somehow we have to learn to trust this. Partly, I think, because our usual way of being in the world is a little bit of impatience for learning, impatience for getting it, impatience for figuring things out. We want the answer soon. And this practice is much of a longer arc of learning. Every now and then there's an opening to something kind of startling. But much of the learning, and in my experience in particular, it feels like so much of the practice has evolved in a gradual way. Just being willing to notice over and over different patterns arising. Being willing to be with whatever's coming up. Slowly over time, the mind understands and learns. This gradual unfolding, this gradual learning. The Buddha pointed to the path as being a gradual path. And so patience is a big part of our path. Patience to keep going even when we don't see something changing or shifting. Trusting change is happening. Even though we don't see it happening. The Buddha gave an analogy about the gradual nature. How gradual it is, he points to. He says, a carpenter uses a tool every day, picking up the same tool in their hand. And each day, a little bit of that handle wears down. And at some point, the handle really naturally fits the carpenter's hand because it has worn subtly to the shape of the carpenter's hand. That's a really gradual process. The Buddha compared our practice to that kind of gradual wearing away. That we don't know each day so much has worn away. But after several years, the carpenter picking up that tool knows that it fits their hand, that it has been molded or shaped very gently, very gradually. That kind of wearing away is a lot of how our practice works. And we can't see day to day how much defilement or letting go has happened necessarily. And yet for each of you, you can probably reflect back and recognize, oh yes, certain things that used to be very hard, things that I used to be very reactive about, there's less reactivity now. And so in retrospect, we can recognize the wearing away. And sometimes that's useful to remember. It's useful to recognize that it's gradual. A lot of it is gradual. It's useful to reflect and notice what has fallen away gradually. And it's useful to remember patience and trust and cultivation. The image of cultivation is one that I appreciate. And we usually think of cultivating, growing things, plants or fruits or vegetables. If we're cultivating a plant, we don't make the plant grow, but we create the conditions that allows the plant to grow. That's our work. We create the conditions that allows wisdom to grow. Those conditions include patience and trust and mindfulness and curiosity. The practice is so simple. Sometimes reflecting on this gradual and very simple nature, it might seem frustrating or kind of like almost like a downer or something, but the very practice itself as we connect with the experience in the moment, there's an immediate kind of feedback. And so while the results are gradual over time, there's also this immediate feedback of recognition as we open to something challenging in a moment. We feel a shift and know this is the path. In the moment, it's so clear to us this is a much better way to live. And that supports the trust, supports the patience. While we do this very simple practice, are you aware? What's obvious? Relax. Relax. Relax.